Welcome to my 10th episode of my Move Me Happy podcast, where I'm trying to find out if there are movements that make especially happy, like a highway or a speedway to happiness. Today, I'm going to talk to Charlotte from Hilversum in the Netherlands. We studied together at the university in Amsterdam, and since a few years, Charlotte started to walk on a new path in her life. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Maike. Hi, it's so nice to hear from you.
Yes,
it's super nice. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, super nice that you wanted to join. I'm very happy.
Of course. Me too.
So, as I already mentioned, you started to walk on a new path. And what I'm always asking my guests in the beginning is if they can tell a bit about themselves, like where did they grow up? What did they study? What did they do in life?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you want to tell a bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I was born in Leiden in the Netherlands. And then I moved out of the house when I was 18 to Amsterdam. So I did I don't know what it's called, but it's media and culture. It's like movie studies in Amsterdam. So that's where I met you, of course.
Yes.
in Amsterdam. And so I finished at university and started working in the film industry. I worked for a film festival for a long time in Amsterdam. And then after that, a few years at a PR agency where I did the PR for theatrical releases. And in the meantime, we moved, me and my husband.
Yes.
And at the moment, we have two daughters. We moved to Hilversum. It's a town, I think, half an hour from Amsterdam. So that's where I went to work close by at the PR agency because I really love movies and really wanted to do something in the film industry. But then, as everyone knows, Corona hit.
Yeah.
And we were at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was like the point in my life when I was 40, almost 40. And I thought, is this job, is this work something I really want to do for the next 25 years? So I was maybe in a sort of midlife crisis at 40, but I hear actually from a lot of friends around me. So you hit 40 and like, okay, is this it? Do you want to do something else with work-wise? Because then it's good to do it now and not to wait for another 10 years.
Yeah.
So in Corona, there wasn't any work because all the movie theaters were closed. So we were at home and wasn't not really a lot to do. And I thought, okay, what is the thing that really would make me happy to do and that I really can do at the moment and be at home more for the kids? And then I thought, and I always had yoga in my mind, but I always thought, well, yoga is really something for the cool people. That's so not something I could do, because I was doing yoga since I was 20. Started once in Amsterdam. And then I thought, well, I'm going to just look for maybe there's like a course or an education, just looking into it. And then I saw that a teacher training was starting in a few weeks. And then I thought that's, I have to do that. So I quit my job. And thank God that was okay at home, and my husband's really supportive, so I could quit my job. And then I started doing the yoga teacher training for a year, and that everything was on location because it was the education. We could do all the course, the entire course face to face and not online. So that was great in Corona time. So 1 year I dedicated myself to yoga. Every day I was studying. And then at the end of the course, I was teaching my sister-in-law. She was like my guinea pig. She went.
Yeah.
She came to me every week for an hour and a half.
So that's pretty cool.
That's great. Just in my living room.
Yes.
So I could practice and try things and see what works and finding my own voice, because that's pretty important. If you want to teach, you have to have your own voice, your own way of saying things, explaining things, you know. And it, very slowly, I was, well, at, after the practicing, I finished the year's course from the Yoga Academy, Academy in Amsterdam. And I thought I just have to keep going. So I rented a small studio close by. I just said to people, well, I'm going to teach. So if you're interested in yoga, please join me. So I had a few moms from school, actually. So I just started with three or four people. And I just thought I just have to keep going, even if there's only one person. Just have to keep on practicing. And so that went very well, actually. And then, oh, this is a really long story, I hope.
No, it's really interesting. I like it a lot. And I think it's very encouraging and brave. So I think it's interesting for a lot of people.
Well, it's really just a step out of your comfort zone. And that's really, I find it sometimes difficult. Well, obviously, stepping out of your comfort zone. But I thought, if I really want to pursue this, just have to do it. And if you make mistakes or everything doesn't go as you planned it, doesn't really matter, because, you know. So after I rented the place, my parents-in-law, they live close by, and they have a small house in their garden. And like 100 years back, that was the little house where the horse would be, and the koets, I don't know what it's called in English. The carriage.
Carriage, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I saw it on your website and your Insta that it was a koetshuis, and I didn't understand what it was before either. So good to know.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah. So that was originally where the horses were set up and the hay and stuff. So, but they renovated it, and they really wanted to have a destination for that place. So they said, do you want to do your lessons there? So that was just perfect, because it's such a lovely place to be in, and it has such good atmosphere, and it's very quiet, and the floor is heated. So for yoga, it's perfect. Yeah, because you're a lot of on your hands and knees. And I made it comfortable and cozy with the lights. And we did a little bit of renovations. And it was perfect. So I now teach three lessons a week there. And I have like small groups of people who come in every week. And it's so lovely to do. So that's just great. And because I always had so much benefit from yoga, from the exercise, but also just to calm your mind. And it's great to transfer that to people, that they're so happy when they're coming out of the lesson. So it's really thankful work, actually.
Yeah, rewarding. Yeah.
Rewarding. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So next to my own lessons, I substitute for yoga centers here in Hilversum. So if they need anyone, then they call me, and most times I'm able to do a substitute lesson. So that's also great. Yeah.
It's super nice. It sounds very good. And I saw pictures of your place on Instagram, and it looks really lovely.
It is. It's really lovely. Yeah. Yeah, it's in a lovely neighborhood with lots of trees and lots of green. And during the lesson, you always hear the birds making songs, and yeah, that's yeah, it's a really good atmosphere, and I think that's really important.
Yeah,
during a yoga class, to just be in a nice place with fresh air and a nice atmosphere where it's cozy and warm, and yeah, where you feel comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm ready with cutting everything, I'll put it on Insta, and then I'll link your place. So if people
are, great.
For example,
yeah,
living in Amsterdam or are on a holiday and want to take a great yoga class, they can join you.
They're always welcome, obviously. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, we already moved to movement quite fast, which is nice. Mostly I always ask guests if they came in contact with movement already early in their life. I don't know if it's really appropriate here. We can also just move on, or do you want to say something about that? I know you did Turner. I don't know the English word for it.
Gymnastics.
Ah, gymnastics. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did it from a young age, so I really like to move, but not every type of movement, because I really don't like actually to work myself into a sweat. So that may yeah. sound crazy, but I really love to move. But and I'm not an easy sweater, so. Mm-hmm. In Corona time, I actually started running because, you know, we were in house all the time and
yeah.
you couldn't go anywhere. So I started running, but I think I did that for a month or two, and then I just gave up and thought I have to do something that I really like.
Yeah.
So and yoga, yeah, it has some similarities to gymnastics, but especially the body and mind connection, and a lot of sports is just the exercise, and during yeah. exercise you watch TV or listen to music or doing something else. But with yoga, you already have to tune in with your mind into your body, and I think that's so interesting, and that's so helpful for lots of, you know, situation in your normal life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like stressed out, or then it's yeah that you can really focus. Okay, so what am I feeling exactly, and how can I we'll make the difficult thoughts and the anxiety more go away, or
mm-hmm.
put it in the background, you know, not to focus on that all the time.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Maybe this is already a good bridge to move to the main topic of my podcast. If there are movements, or if there is a movement that makes you especially happy, and why?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like a lot of yoga movements because it's so with it's so with your attention. You're doing the movements with lots of attention and a lot of detail. And that's actually what I teach. I teach the Hatha yoga. It's more like the classical yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And in my classes, I noticed that my groups really like to just also just relax and not have a hardcore exercise with 20 sun salutations, but just to connect with our bodies,
mm-hmm.
stretch, also building up some strength, but
mm-hmm.
also just to calm down your nervous system.
Yeah.
And so in my so when you ask me what's your favorite posture, I have to say that downward facing dog. It's a well-known yoga exercise, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people will know it, but it's because I think it's so interesting, because when I did the first when I did for the first time the downward facing dog years and years ago, it's so hard work. It's so much hard work. And
yeah.
you're like, oh my God, how long do we have to stay in this pose? Because you're working your arms, your shoulders, but
yeah.
also a big stretch for your legs, and comes with a lot of strength. But if you practice the downward facing dog regularly, it really becomes like a relaxing pose. And it's like a pose where you just can be quiet and just take a moment and connect with your breath again, and then go into another pose or whatever. So I find that's so interesting. That's from like a horrible pose, it can be like the best pose ever, where you can really, yeah, take a moment and relax.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's one of my favorite poses. Yeah.
So if I got it right, what makes it especially interesting for you, and what makes it a movement that makes you especially happy, is more a process? And
it was a process.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I find the movement so interesting, the posture. Mm-hmm. But also, when you're in a downward facing dog, you're really building up strength in the arms and shoulders. Mm-hmm. You're stretching the backs of your legs, your hamstrings, your mm-hmm. calves. But also, it's like, because you're facing the ground, it's mm-hmm. like it's also really a moment to turn the attention inward into yourself, mm-hmm. and not open. It's not like you're looking up and opening your arms. And so for a more introvert person, I think I'm as myself, yeah, a little bit introvert. I think it's a really great posture just to focus on yourself and turn inwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're really doing in the downward facing dog, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
Thank you. I just will sum it up from what I got.
Yeah.
So what makes you especially happy about the movement downward facing dog is that it's a process that makes happy, and the final state of being in it makes happy. For the process,
exactly.
What makes you happy, it's that from something that is very hard, you can turn it into something enjoyable, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And once you reach the place where it's enjoyable, it's a place to be quiet, connect with yourself, and turn your attention inwards and focus on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also,
exactly.
It's if you, once you reach the state that it's comfortable, it's also relaxing, you said, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly,
oh,
you got
yeah,
it right.
And you said something more. And you said you can feel that you build up strength and structure. No, strength and, sorry, now I've lost myself. You said
you're strengthening and you're stretching.
Stretching, yeah, that's what I wanted
yeah.
to say. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So strength, you feel that you build it up. Is that right to say? Can you say it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah, yeah. Because your whole body is taking part in the movement, or in the posture.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a movement. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, posture. It's actually it's more like a movement if you put your heels to the ground, like walking in your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, walk in your place. Yeah.
Ah, but while you're in the process, it's more a movement because you have to get to the point where it's a relaxing posture. Is that a way you can say it?
Yeah, because
yeah?
It's an
okay.
interesting process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I see a lot of people struggling.
Yeah.
And like, oh my God, this is so heavy. When will it end, you know?
Yeah.
And eventually you won't think that anymore.
Okay.
No, it's really, it becomes really easy.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. I always ask my guests if they can explain, or I don't know the English word, anleiten. Anleiten.
Yeah. Yeah, to introduce.
Introduce the movement, or
explain how to do it.
Explain how to do it so that if I'm now in my living room and listening to the podcast, I can follow your instructions and maybe feel for myself what it meant that we talked about before.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 That's, yeah, of course. So I think you can do that. You don't have to especially have like a yoga mat present. Just, I would always say, just get on your hands and your knees. And if you have like a pain in your knees, just put a little blanket or a sweater or whatever under your knees.
so you don't feel like the pressure on your knee joints. And when you're in your hands and knees, your hands are under your shoulders, knees are under your hips, and you just walk your hands a little bit further forward, not too far, like a hand's length. And then you just curl up your toes behind you. You lift your knees from the ground, and then you move your hips backwards and up and stretching your arms, lengthening your arms, and still your knees are bent. So, and then you're already in your downward facing dog. So your arms are stretched out. So there's like a long line from your hands until to your sit bones, and your knees are bent. And it doesn't really matter if your heels come to the ground in your down dog, doesn't really matter. And from here on out, you can walk a little, stretching the calves, and just see if your neck is relaxed. So make a little circle with your neck, just leave your head hanging. And from there, yeah, and then you're in your down dog. And that's actually, is that helpful, the way I explained it?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Just feel, and I always say that in my class, just everyone has to really feel for themselves what works. Mm-hmm. So if you're in your down dog and you really get sore wrists, see if you can get two blocks where you can put your hands on, or maybe even come on your forearms. Then it wouldn't really be a down dog, but you know, whatever. Just find your find the posture that really works for you. So that's it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we're ready. It was a very nice talk. I heard a lot of interesting things.
Thank you so much.
I think I will, yeah, write down some stuff and maybe put it under the post to highlight it again. And yeah, thank you very
That's
much.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So thank you for listening. And thank you again, Charlotte, for sharing your encouraging story and your favorite movement with us. So this was the 10th episode of my Move Me Happy podcast, so kind of a mini anniversary. If you liked it and want to follow my project, feel free to drop by on my Instagram account, Move Me Happy. Doei, and until the next time.